Straighten it up, because this man, well, you could argue Purple, the most important man in football as we speak.
Certainly the most busy. And Trav, thanks for joining us today, head of fixturing at the AFL. Yesterday, Friday, you released round six and round seven. Is it fair to say, Trav, that we're looking at a further three rounds to this hub life of the clubs that will now be leaving Victoria as of Monday?
Yeah, afternoon, guys. Dame, I think that's right. We, a big learning from the first lot of clubs, the WA and SA clubs, was that they're okay from being away from home as long as the facilities are right, but they just want some certainty in relation to the timing. And so this time around we said, let's lock in, I think it's about 32 days, five games. We don't know what it's going to look like at the end of that, but we're promising that we'll get that 32 days done, get everyone back home and then reset.
And when you say reset, is it absolutely locked in that they will all return home at that stage, or do you reset maybe up there as well?
Well, something might happen between now and then, so nothing's absolutely certain. I think that's one thing we do know from the first five rounds. But certainly we'll continue to reassess as things change. If they're able to get those five games away, if things don't change in Victoria in terms of the border restrictions, then maybe we do bring them all back. Maybe we need to look at a split round or a bye. I'm not sure. But we just need to stay open-minded.
Yeah. And a split round and or a bye would obviously, if it was to play out each weekend being used, push back the grand final date. Is there still consideration being given, Trav, to condensing the time frame in which the remaining matches are to be played?
We certainly got that option available to us, simply because we obviously shorten the length of the season, which is going to prove to be valuable, I think, and then shorten the length of games. And so if we need to, we can condense, say, for example, three games into 2 weeks if we had to. We can certainly extend the back end of the season out. You know, at the moment, if you ran the season through as normal, so to speak, then you'd be 24th of October grand final. We've got the rest of October. We've got all of November if we need to. So we've got time on our hands. It's just, you know, remaining flexible.
Yep. Logistics now are a nightmare, to use that terminology. Five clubs leaving Melbourne to go into the Gold Coast Hub, one into Noosa, two into New South Wales, and then eventually two into WA. But the arrangements around that, Trav, a player needs to go on Monday, don't they, at the latest, in order to be part of that hub for the five-week duration? They can't fly in 2 weeks into it. It would require a complete reset for the entire hub if that was to be the case. Is that the fair take out on what's happening there?
Yeah, that's right, Dave. I mean, it's quite staggering when you think that we'll relocate about 700 people out of Melbourne over the next few days, which is players and staff and maybe a few families into New South Wales and Queensland, and then the week after into WA. And so effectively what allows us to do is start that 14-day quarantine period, and during that time they can play each other, then they come out of quarantine, and then we've got that flexibility that we need to start opening up some of the matchups.
Yep. We're still chasing a few individual stories today as it unfolds about availability. Are you, as you speak right now, aware of any player who is unable to go for personal reasons?
I'm not personally, but I'm probably not the one that would know first up either, to be fair. So Steve Hocking and his team will be working with each of the football departments on issues such as that. So whether that's happening or not, I'm not sure, to be honest.
Darwin, Trav, is that a possibility in the next lot of games that you might bring out?
Yeah, we certainly hope so. I mean, I think I know the NT government's really keen to have us, which is fantastic. We've got some really good relationships up there, led by Melbourne and Gold Coast. Obviously not in the coming 2 weeks, but I think not too far after that, we'd love to get one, two, three games up there, BT, and continue that relationship.
Just on the hubs, I noticed that initially it was two clubs out of Byron, all of a sudden St Kilda are left. Carlton have now gone to the Gold Coast. Was that just purely a logistical thing that you couldn't?
Not Byron.
Noosa, sorry.
Noosa, yeah. There's some smart manoeuvring there by the Saints.
A surf club up there.
They snuck under the guard a few of the other clubs. I had a few texts come through when they found out that Noosa was up for grabs. But there's only enough. Yeah, that's right. Only enough room. Whether it's accommodation, I think it's as much about training facilities. There's certainly plenty of accommodation around, but these guys need access to gyms and ovals. And so it's a bit of a combination of all those things.
Is Southport going to be one of the ovals that they use on the Gold Coast? Do you know, Trav?
Yeah, it is one. They have already, I think it might have been Fremantle, was using Southport Sharks oval and facilities, including their gymnasium, there for a couple of weeks, and that will continue on. And with the Sharks and the Neefle not continuing this year, that gives them access to that facility. They've also got a good hotel there. So we've been very lucky that we've got some good facilities, particularly on the Gold Coast.
Not the Versace Hotel, is it?
No, it wasn't one on the list.
That's where Duck stays.
It is funny how you mentioned that one, though. I like how you go straight to that.
Well, that's where Duck stays. We don't stay there.
You must be delighted with the fixturing, the way that you're doing it at the moment. Sorry, go on, Bill.
No, you go. You go, bully.
Well, go on. You go with what you've got.
Trav, 700 players and staff relocated. That is huge. The AFL picks up the bill for the whole lot?
No, Bill.
We do, unfortunately. We've got to pay their flights and accommodation, and we said we'd manage that. Effectively, whether we pick it up or clubs, the way we've had to manage our way through this is just one big pool of money between us and the clubs. And you know, you'll see over the next few weeks, we've got home games where, you know, Geelong will play the home game at the SCG. So there's nothing normal about this, and so we'll have to work through how that all plays out financially. But at the moment, it's just about getting the season underway and continuing on.
And rounds 8, 9 and 10, Trav, do you have an idea as to when you will announce that?
Just take a couple of days off first. Whether we do one or two or three rounds, I'm not sure yet. But certainly sort of later next week, maybe the week after, we might go again with at least one more round. Simply because to do the round 6 and 7, you've got to have a sense of 8, 9 and 10 anyway. Yeah. Make sure that it flows out. And so it's there in principle. We haven't sort of worked out maybe all the venues and the slots. So it's not a mile away, but probably later next week, hopefully.
All right, Travis, we let you go. Last time we had you on, I gave the WA and South Australian Premiers a necessary clip.
Yep.
The bloke here hasn't done you any favours.
I think last time I let it go through the keeper as well, didn't I?
Yeah. Well, we appreciate you coming on and explaining what's a very difficult job. Thanks for that.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.